Hi, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the power of silence in facing your biggest challenges and enemies, you know. And silence is something that I learned how to appreciate years ago when I first started my meditation practice. And it was a life-changing practice because it was something that I did not appreciate before I do meditation or before I commit to meditating every day. It is something that I did not think that it was going to make such a huge impact on my life. And in this episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about why silence is powerful and how can you take advantage of this. Like, how can you use silence as a tool to help you to reconnect and access the wisdom that's always been there, you know, just waiting for you to tap into it. So first off, let's talk about why is silence so powerful? The reason silence is so powerful is because let's imagine that something happens, like an event or an experience happens. Let's take an example of a breakup. Yes. And so a breakup happens in your life, and then what happens? So the minute an external event happens in the environment, you know, something outside of you, for example, the breakup, the minute that happens, our bodies, we receive different kinds of feedback or input through our senses. And then after we receive this input, our bodies start to respond to these inputs that we received through our senses. And then certain kinds of hormones are produced. And when those hormones are produced, we feel in a certain way, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness, whether it's frustration, disappointment. A feeling happens, and again, we experience the feeling with our bodies. And so even when the external event stops, so you talk to your ex and he says, "Hey, I don't think we're gonna be together anymore because, you know, I don't think it's going to work out." So this external happens for a certain amount of time, whether it's like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours. And then the external event it comes to an end, you know, so your ex leaves, but how we feel about the event does not end when the external event ends. Meaning when your ex leaves, this does not bring your feelings to an end. You continue to, what happens is that right after the external event stops, then we continue to think back and we recall the details of what happened. So we start thinking about the way that he was talking, what did he said, and then we start thinking about what did he mean, and then we start thinking about, and then we get worried, you know, about the future. So, oh my God, what's gonna happen in the future? What, am I gonna be alone for the rest of my life? This is so disappointing. And then again, it does not stop right there. We start to recall events or experiences from the past that were similar to how we're feeling right now. So you start to remember any event or past experience that brought you feelings of anger, of frustration, of disappointment, of sadness. Why? Because when we feel a certain way, we recall old experiences and events that happened in the past that felt that exact way. And so right now, we're not just experiencing what's happening in this moment, because in reality, there is nothing going on in this moment. Yes, in reality, there's nothing going on in this moment. Your ex is gone. He is no longer here. And so why are you still thinking about what he said? Why are you still experiencing the feelings of what his words made you feel? He's gone. He's not here anymore. Yes. And then why are you projecting that fear onto the future? Tomorrow is not here yet. Next week is not here yet. Next month is not here yet. So why do you take that fear and then you project it to the future and then say, oh my God, this is how I'm going to feel for the rest of my life? The rest of your life, it has not happened yet. And then you bring back what happened in the past, and then you continue to feel it again in this moment. What happened in the past happened in the past. It's no longer present in this moment. You get what I mean? And so this is what basically happens when an external event in our lives affects how we feel. Now, it could all end right then and there if we allow it. However, we don't do that. You know, we do not allow it to just, you know, like stop. We don't allow it we don't allow our feelings to just get flushed. We hold on to it. And the way we hold on to it, by thinking, rethinking about what happened, and then by talking about it to people in our lives. So we keep talking about that to, you know, friends, to family members, and then we keep, you know, retelling the story of what happened over and over and over and over again. And every time we tell that story, guess what happens? We feel exactly the same way that we felt when this experience first happened. Yes. And so every time you talk to one of your friends about the breakup and how disappointed you are, and how much you were in shock when it all happened, you are re-experiencing, you relive the same feelings of disappointment, of shock. And all of this comes when we are on autopilot, we're just going. You know, it's like someone is running on a treadmill. So you're not taking the time to pause, to reflect on what happened. You are so involved and in reaction to the feelings that you're not even taking the time to reflect. You're not even taking the time to catch your breath. And this is what silence allows you to do. When we sit in silence right after an event, again, let's say a breakup happens, your ex talks to you and say, this is not going to work. And then the minute he leaves, you decide, you know what? And instead of just getting so swamped up in those feelings, I'm going to sit in silence and see what happens. So you just sit in silence, and then you focus your attention on your breathing, on your body, on different parts of your body, and you just allow your nervous system to calm down, and to not be hijacked by this incredible mix of feelings and emotions that you just went through, that you just experienced as a result of what he told you. When this happens, we are slowing down. We're slowing down the cycle of the feelings in our bodies. We're slowing down the cycle of our feelings and our thoughts in our bodies. So this is what the cycle looks like. You think something, you think about what your ex told you, and then your body responds to those thoughts by producing certain kinds of hormones that make you feel a certain way. And then the hormones make you feel a certain way. And then guess what? You always have thoughts that's equal to how you feel. So if you're feeling angry, you're going to have angry thoughts. If you're feeling frustrated, then you're going to have frustrating thoughts. If you're feeling disappointed, then you're going to have disappointed thoughts. And so you think the thoughts about what your ex told you, and then your body responds by producing hormones, and then your mind responds to how your body is feeling by again getting it to think, by firing thoughts that are similar to how you feel. And so again, you continue to stay in that cycle, you know, of thinking and feeling and thinking and feeling and thinking and feeling. And guess what? Few months, few years go by, and then you look back and then you say, oh my God, I can't believe that we broke up like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. I'm still in the same emotional state, mental emotional state that I was in when we first broke up. And guess what? It all happened beyond your awareness. It all happened without you even realizing that it's happening. And the reason is because you did not take a few, you know, minutes to just break this cycle by calming your nervous system down so that the feelings are not hijacking your body anymore. And this is what, again, this is what silence allows you to do. When we sit in silence and we just focus, we try to focus on different things, or on our breathing, on different parts of the body. And then what happens is that when we are not thinking as much, okay, the brain waves of our brain waves start to calm down. And when our brain waves start to calm down, our bodies start to calm down. And then when the body starts to calm down, the production of the hormones that are making you feel a certain way are going to decrease. And when the production of the hormones decreases, you are going to have less similar thoughts, which means now you have more probability of thinking a good feeling thought, like a loving thought, a compassionate thought, a peaceful thought, than you've ever had before. Why? Because your body is not being hijacked by those feelings. You have just given your body a break. And by giving your body a break, you're giving your mind a break. And then that's how you create a new cycle of thinking and feeling. And so right now you have different kinds of thoughts, like loving thoughts, caring thoughts, compassionate thoughts. And then you think to yourself, well, maybe he's right. Maybe we're not meant for each other. I've always had that feeling, you know, lurking down, but I did not want to acknowledge it, or I did not want to talk to him about it because I did not want him to feel bad. Yes. And then maybe like you start to come to new realizations, you know, and then you say something like, oh, well, maybe this is a good chance for me to go back to school. Maybe this is a good chance for me to start the business I've always wanted to start. Maybe this is a good chance for me to explore new possibilities in my life. Maybe just go traveling, you know, start a new NGO or whatever. You start thinking about new projects. You start thinking about like how much you appreciate yourself and how much you appreciate what you've had in the past, but you also acknowledge that it's done. Like you're no longer in a space where you want that person to be in your life anymore. And it's okay, you know. You're not as triggered as you were a couple of hours ago when he was talking to you. Yes. And it all happened because of allowing yourself to sit in silence for just, you know, and listen, it does not have to be a long time. I'm not asking you to sit in silence for like hours every day. It could just be as little as a few minutes every day. And my advice to you is to just make it like, try your best to do that in the morning when you first wake up, because in the morning, our brain waves are, you know, they're just changing from sleeping brain waves, which are like usually slow, to, and then they start moving to rapid brain waves as we start to get into our days. And so like you are more likely to allow your body to calm down because it's already calm versus if you try to do it in the middle of the day and then you have so much going on and then you get frustrated because your body is already, you know, in going through the emotions of the day, and so it might take you longer. Yes, this is not to say that taking time for silence in the middle of the day is not going to work. I do it in all different kinds of time during the day. I do it in the morning, I do it in the middle of the day, and at night right before I go to bed. I always do that, and sometimes I even do it more times if I have you know, like a chance between my my classes. I do that as well, but the idea here is to find whatever works for you. The most important part is that you take the time to actually do it. And one other thing is that sometimes people get frustrated when they are working on starting a new habit. And getting frustrated and deciding that this is not something for you right away is not the best way to do it. I'm telling you that sometimes starting new habits is the most challenging part, but once you get used to it for like at least like 15 days or 30 days before you decide that this is not for you. And I'm telling you that sitting in silence, or whatever you wanna call it, whether it's like meditation or just like sitting in silence, connecting to your inner part, it's life changing once you commit that you are going to do it, because I've seen the results of what this does. Not just to how you're feeling about what's going on in your life externally or internally, but it also helps you with if you're going through any kind of physical pain. If you have any kind of physical pain, I'm telling you, sitting in silence and allowing your body to just calm down, it's going to improve your health a lot. And the reason is because when our nervous systems calms down, our immune system works optimally. And when this happens, then you're allowing your body to the energy that it needs to recover from whatever pain it's going through. Because our bodies are the most magnificent and amazing and complicated computer machine on the planet. We just need to figure out how to use it and how to make the best out of it. And sitting in silence is a practice that is going to allow you to do that. So I hope that I persuaded you during this episode that you at least give it a shot. Just give it a shot, you know, before you decide that it's not for you. But I'm sure, I'm right here, I'm sure that if you stick to it, and you just keep doing it day in and day out for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, I know that you're going to find out that it makes a huge difference in your life, and you're going to continue to do it for as long as you live. And that's exactly what I do right now. And that brings me to also my last invitation of the episode, which is I would like to invite you to join our free Facebook community, Soul Master Sisterhood, because this is a place where you're going to have so much support and in-depth conversations, weekly meditations, and trainings with women who are going through the same pain and the same experience that you're going through, but they have made up their minds that they're going to shift and turn things around and to make this pain into the best thing that ever happened in their lives. And I know that this may sound like an exaggeration at first, but when you do the work, it's amazing how much you change and how much you feel that you've gotten so much out of that pain. Click the link that you find in the description of this episode, and I cannot wait to welcome you inside our community. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.